From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, 8th graders share original poetry, and Pittsburgh area youth talk about experiences with stereotypes and xenophobia. But first, Montour High School students Cole and Ryan talk about the act of swatting. They will introduce the idea to you if you are not aware of it and let you know about the repercussions.
Have some pranks gone too far? In the case of swatting, maybe it has. Swatting is the harassment tactic of deceiving an emergency service into sending a police response team to another person's address. This act resulted in the death of 28-year-old Andrew Finch after an online acquaintance. Tyler Barris, a California resident, had a SWAT threat called to Finch's house across the country to Sedgwick County, Kansas, all over an online match of Call of Duty. When Finch walked out of his home, he was then mistakenly shot by Deputy Police Chief Troy Livingston, a senseless crime committed over a video game, against a victim he had never met face-to-face.
We recently caught up with Officer Greg Woodhall of the Robinson Township Police Department to find out more about swatting.
What would be the penalty for making these fake calls?
If somebody dies going to a call for a fake call, that person can be charged with that vehicular homicide if they cause it.
Is there a way that you can track where, like, phone calls are coming from?
911 can, yes. They can tell exactly where that phone call is coming from. And they could tell within a couple hundred yards of where that phone call came from.
According to the New York Times, police departments around the country are using a secretive device known as a stingray to monitor phone activity to track criminals. But they are not allowed to say anything about the technology or how it works.
A quick little warning to anybody who does make these phone calls.
Like I said, if somebody gets hurt responding to a bad call, they could be charged. They can even get a felony for making a call if something serious happens.
For Spartan Express, I'm Cole Hoffnagel.
And Ryan Mahoney.
Now, 8th graders from Assumption School in Pittsburgh read original poetry about the earth, love of books, and pizza.
I'm Lydia. I go to Assumption School, and I'm in 8th grade. Rivers, oceans, lakes, ponds, streams, creeks, and waterfalls. Beautiful rushing water over the cool pewter stones. Dazzling blue, shining like a gem. Flying wind carrying leaves through the air, floating them down from their branches to the soft ground. Lush grass, shamrock green underneath the feet of the many who walk the earth. Emerald pines, strong and mighty, with hundreds of rings around the stump. Hillsides dusted with flowers, shades of salmon, magenta, periwinkle, lilac, and iris. The violet, lapis, peacock, and slate. The apricot, marigold, amber, and butterscotch. Stems, juniper, growing tall. Drops of dewfall resting upon their touch. Animals, small and big, roaming without a worry, walking the plains, deserts, and mountains. Fish, sea creatures, swim in oceans, seas, and lakes. People in cars, buses, taxis, scurrying around the city. Bright blinking lights and honking horns. Gray clouds against a blue sky. The earth holds so many wonderful things, so step back. Sometimes you need to stop and take a look around.
I'm Weston Harper. I go to Assumption School in Bellevue. These pages, softer than air, binding harder than a dare. Words stronger than boron, more powerful than an Amazon. pages thicker than honey, messages worth more than money. The keeper of knowledge, I hope you'll acknowledge. We should throw a celebration because books are the key to our imagination.
Hello, how's it going? I'm Roman Frankovich. I attend Assumption School in Bellevue. The delivery car pulls up. Oh, that sound. The sound of the doorbell ringing is music to my ears. Oh, that glorious item. Italy's finest creation, I must say. And that helpless delivery man. He gets paid at least minimum wage. This isn't okay because he's delivering heaven to earth. I take it, I pay him, and I take the masterpiece to the counter. Wow, look at that steam, rising the smells of a true masterpiece. I take the lid of the box, hesitating to open it. It might be angry at me. Do you know how to knock, it might say. I gulp and open it. Plain, with three layers of crunchy bread, gooey sauce, and fragile cheese. So fragile that if you take a slice, it might all fall off. But beware, toppings can ruin this. As if plain pizza were suffering in a cage. In the cage were the toppings. That taste. More than a miracle, and I love it.
On our final segment, students talk about personal experiences with stereotypes and being judged simply for being different. This segment originally aired on Streaming Justice, a live teen-hosted talk show broadcast on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, and Elizabeth, do you have any experiences of, like, racism or sexism, or have you, like, met anybody who's experienced these things?
A specific example that comes to mind is I was really little. I was going through Home Depot, and there were these, like, really, like, old white guys talking about something. And I don't remember exactly what they said. They were talking about this girl who had done something, said, oh, that's not a job for a woman. Wow. And that stuck to me, like, to this day. Cause I'm like, wow. Because that's the first time I'd actually heard something like that, like, in real life. And it was like, whoa.
For me, there's, at my school, I go to Trinity Christian School. Sometimes an older person, he was saying how black people say numbers differently. And I'm
what?
Like,
what?
I don't do that. I've never said it that way or five a certain way. I say five like five.
Five.
I don't know.
Five.
But, what? He said that that numbers are spoken differently. And then he said that Catrice must speak the Queen's English because she could probably speak better than everybody else because she says, like, well, he didn't say because she says five correctly, but I'm just filling in the blank. But, and I've been called, like, by other students, like a black white girl because I don't know if it's because I'm nice or if it's because I speak partially correct English.
Oh,
like,
my
I
gosh,
kinda
that's
know what I'm
terrible.
Saying.
Wow. So, I mean, no one ever said that to me directly. I mean, although a lot of people are like, your voice is so perfect, you should go on radio. Oi. Well, guess where I am.
Hey, look at that.
I always felt that there's something wrong with me because I speak perfect English. Is it okay to be like that? Is there something wrong with that? And it took me a long time and, like, a lot of black people on YouTube to realize,
yeah,
hey, not everyone speaks the same way.
Why do you think, I guess, people are uncomfortable with other people being different? Because in a way, they're different from everybody else, so why are they pointing out other people's differences?
I really don't know.
I have something. I don't know if, like, this was already said, but there is a thing that I think about a lot, saying that people are afraid of what they don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, very true.
They're mortified.
Yeah, yeah, I remember this one kid in my middle school, he actually presented an essay on the fact that the reason why a lot of racism and sexism exists today is because of fear of the unknown, which, once you think about it in that way, is understandable. Fear of, hey, women having jobs. I mean, it's dumb, but it's like, people are just like, oh.
It's different and therefore scary.
Yeah.
It's different, therefore scary. So it's like, that's probably one of the reasons why. And also, like, ignorance.
Yes.
And insecurity.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with ignorance, which I do face quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's simply the fact that they just don't know enough, which relates to what the professor was saying before, that you need to learn about history. Yeah. You absolutely do. And then, of course, insecurity. This is a little bit harder to discern, but I definitely think that, like, insecurity is a big part of it, because you feel like, oh, they're more superior to me, which relates to the whole, they're taking over our jobs. Ah, they're superior to us. Which it's kind of just like you're insecure. You have this issue with yourself. You have this issue of you have an inferiority complex.
If you're insecure, sometimes you project it onto other people. That's what you're definitely saying. So like there's people like bullying generally. Let's say I feel good if I tear somebody else down. So nobody's going to willingly admit that, like, yeah, I like tearing other people down because it makes me feel good about myself.
Well, but if they're a sociopath, maybe.
Yeah, but it does, and they'll willingly tear somebody down. And then when you call them out for it, they're like, oh, well, they don't know what to say because, you know, they're being called out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's how do you, like, tell somebody you don't know about certain things without, I guess, being rude and just educating them in a different way?
Like, yeah. Well, it's definitely not by yelling at them.
Yelling does not help.
Texting does not help either.
No.
Trust
face-to-face conversation.
First I think off, doing it in person is most effective.
Yeah.
Face-to-face conversation, definitely. And, you know, like, not being rude. Just, like, being gentle. And also, a little bit of humor goes a very long way.
Yes, definitely. Jokes. Jokes
like,
are good.
Like, honestly,
if someone's like, what does this mean? And they're not trying to say in like a discriminatory or like insulting way, educate them. Like, if they genuinely want to know more about you and about that subject or whatever, about like race, gender, sexuality, whatever, just like educate them. It's like, because there's a difference between being ignorant and being willfully like harmful to people.
There have been quite a lot of people from hate groups who just, like, started chanting and distanced themselves from these hate groups, mostly because they encountered really nice people who, you know, were telling them, this is wrong. And, you know, they just turned away because it opened their mind and they realized, hey, I was being ignorant and I just simply didn't know this before.
Yeah. Just, like, sitting down and talking with people is very important.
Yeah.
And do not do it by text, seriously, guys.
No,
that is, like, the worst decision
that's the worst
you could make. Also, like, I know this might sound cheesy or whatever, but honestly, it's like, yeah, I may have insecurities, but, like, I feel good about myself if I make other people feel good about themselves.
Yes,
like,
yes.
That'll
definitely
make me feel good.
Yes. Just, like, because, like, I'm, like, a very, like, weird person. I liked like telling weird jokes and stuff and making people, one of my favorite things is making people laugh. Yes, I'm bringing joy to people. This is good. This is what I like.
I enjoy bringing
it feels
joy.
A lot better than putting other people down.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.